Lesson: Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane. Message: As Jesus accepted the will of God, we all will do the same. Bible text: Matthew chapter 26, verse 31 to 46. Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane. On the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told his disciples, "In a few hours, you will all abandon me, but I will be resurrected after my death and come back to you again." Peter argued with him, "Even if all the others run away, I will not leave you." Jesus replied, "Before the rooster crows tonight, you will deny me three times." Peter cried, "I would rather die with you than do such a thing." The other disciples agreed. When they arrived at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told his disciples to sit down to one side while he prayed. He took Peter, James, and John with him. Jesus was very, very sad. He said to the three of them, "Stay awake and pray." He went on a little further, threw himself down on the ground and prayed, "Father, if it is possible, let this pass from me. Whatever happens, it's not my will, but your will be done." When he returned, the disciples had fallen asleep. He shocked Peter and woke him up. "Are you sleeping? Can you not stay awake for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray." Once again, Jesus walked up off a little way to be alone and prayed the same prayer. When he came down, the disciples were asleep again. They just could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know what to say to him. For the third time, Jesus prayed alone, and once again, Peter, James, and John fell asleep. When Jesus returned, he woke the disciples up and asked them to rise because he knew he was being betrayed. Suggestions for the teacher: lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide these guys fancy dress. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Why does Jesus pray so intensely in the Garden of Gethsemane? He knows what lay ahead. He is both the Son of God and man, who experiences fear. He is afraid, and although he prays for a different outcome, he accepted whatever will happen. What does he expect from the prayer? The closeness of God during prayer. Jesus is almighty. Why does he not defend himself? Because the will of God has to be fulfilled. Judas inscribedly betrayed Jesus. How would you feel if someone you trust betray you? Have the children repeat. Jesus accepted what will happen to him. We also want to do the will of God. God will strengthen those who try to fulfill his will. Real life application. Jesus knew that God will never leave him alone. He also trusted the God that God will give him the necessary strength to carry everything in need. God comforts and strengthens all those who plead with him. Repeat the message as Jesus accepted the will of God. We will do the same.